Engaging. Thorough. Cutting edge with essential information. Unbiased and unfiltered. When it comes to the issues in your community, WZND is here. With detailed investigative pieces from the award-winning WZND News Team, WZND's Bird's Eye View gives you in-depth information on the issues you need to know about. Recognized for excellence in long-form news by the Illinois Broadcasters Association, College Broadcasters Incorporated, and the Society of Professional Journalists, the Bird's Eye View starts now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Hello and welcome to the April edition of Bird's Eye View. We decided to take a look at a number of new initiatives in higher education in the Bloomington-Normal area. We're going to be discussing new PhD opportunities for nurses as well as a brand new engineering program here at ISU. Then we'll take a look at Illinois Wesleyan and its scholarship opportunities. After that, we'll take a look into Lincoln College closing. To finish, we'll take a look at Heartland Community College's training for electric cars as well as CDL training for truckers. All this and more, and so much more throughout the show. I'm the producer of today's show, Gavin Broderick.
I'm co-host Maritza Navarro-Lopez.
And I'm your other co-host, Cameron Kelly.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing so great. I'm having a little bit of a bittersweet feeling with it being Cameron and my last show, but really having a great time.
Like Maritza said, I'm feeling really good too, and this is our last show, but I'm so happy to be here today, and I'm ready to dive into everything local in Bloomington Normal.
Later on in this show, we're going to be joined by some new voices. These are going to be the voices you're going to hear next year on Bird's Eye View, but we'll get there when we get there. We have such a fun show that I'm just so excited to share with each and every one of you. So be sure to stay listening to 103.3 WZND.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bird's Eye View. If you're just now tuning in, this month's show is all about higher education.
For our segment, we wanted to discuss a few new things coming to Illinois State University.
The Mennonite School of Nursing at ISU is the oldest in Illinois, dating back to 1880. It's only natural that the university takes the next step for those who want their PhD in nursing. Our very own Julian Voss from the News Team brings us more details on the program.
Illinois State University is launching a brand new PhD nursing program that will launch fall of 2022. The nursing program has different expectations from what former ISU students have experienced in the past. Professor Kim Astroth gave us more insight into what this program has to offer.
Currently enrolling for fall 2022 in our new BSN to PhD program. And what we've done is designed this program to be online and asynchronous, except we are asking students to be available for a minimum of 3 synchronous sessions per semester. And this will allow students to earn a PhD in nursing in as little as 4 years. And that's with part-time enrollment for a total of 75 credit hours. So really, for just a few more hours, a BSN student can get a PhD in nursing.
The program will be in asynchronous form. It'll be easier for students to take this course since they can take it from home. Professor Astroth says what she would like to see for the future enrollment in this course.
So it was much easier to have face-to-face classes, but since we're trying to expand our reach and having the program online would allow us to do that. We can have applicants more from a distance. For example, I have a student in the program right now from Chicago, and so she doesn't have to worry about coming down. We're hoping that this might even allow for more applicants across the country as well as potentially even international students.
The process of getting this work underway was also a challenge. Provost Andover Torhule details just why the university decided to do so.
Nursing is one of our highest demand programs. We take only around 10% of the students who apply to study nursing because we don't have enough facilities. So there are two things, maybe three things, hampering our ability to take more nurses. One is space, the simulation. Our simulation lab is too small. And then clinical placement, where they have to go and do their training and faculty to teach. If we can do that, we'll be able to train 400 more nurses.
This program will be a new opportunity for students to prepare themselves for the future. ISU has also improved the simulation aspect for the students. For WZND and Bird's Eye View, I'm Julian Voss.
I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that nursing is a program that won't be going anywhere anytime soon. It's one of the oldest at ISU, and it's one of the most successful. The Mennonite School of Nursing has a 95% pass rate for the NCLEX test. That test is used to qualify nurses into the medical field, almost like the bar exam for nurses.
Yes, and I think it's amazing to see a new program for our nursing students. I really find it interesting that it is an asynchronous program. I think this allows, as they said, to reach a larger group of people from across the state if necessary.
And speaking of new things, the Illinois Board of Higher Education has approved a new College of Engineering at Illinois State University, which is supposed to work with the longstanding gaps in enrollment, retention, and graduation of the unrepresented. I'll stop here and let our new producer for Bird's Eye View, Braden Fogerson, to tell us a little bit more about it.
Aside from growing an already existing and successful program at Illinois State University, we're also shifting and growing with a new college. ISU's decision to add a College of Engineering has been a key development for both the university and the region, as ISU is now set to become a new option for engineering students in the state. Provost for Illinois State, Andover Tarhouli, expanded on just how badly potential students needed another option in Illinois.
So on the student demand, we were quite confident that there is demand. We also did an analysis of our own website traffic to see what students are coming to our website to search for. And even though we don't have an engineering degree right now, we don't. Engineering was still the third most searched item on the ISU website.
There are still important details to square up before the new college becomes a reality for Illinois State. The provost continues to describe the steps already taken by ISU, as well as what's next in the process.
First step was actually getting IBHE approval. So we've got their approval now, so we need to go back to our own Illinois State Board of Trustees. And if our Board of Trustees say, okay, go ahead, the very first thing we will do is to hire a dean and hopefully hire somebody who is an engineer. That person will come and basically take the lead, and I can step back and support them. So that's on the personnel side. Then on the facilities side, we have identified a building where we'd like the college to be.
Provost Tarhouli was also able to tell me that the John W. Green Building, just across U-High, will be the site of the College of Engineering. Regarding Heartland students, the provost says they have an opportunity at ISU as well.
Heartland is one of our biggest transfer schools. So we would hope that, and of course they have engineering programs as well. They have that robotics program in automotive engineering. So we would hope that a lot of the students from there transfer or continue their education with us. Heartland is number one in terms of where we get transfer students, and I think with engineering I would like to see even more.
The college is set to open in fall of 2025 in the hopes that ISU can fix the problem of a lack of options to engineering students. This may also help in the state of Illinois' efforts to keep people from wanting to move elsewhere. For Bird's Eye View and WZND, I'm Braden Fogerson. I was so excited to be able to do this piece because the idea that Illinois State has an opportunity to make big strides to improve our state is important to me. Provost Tarhouli was able to give me lots of detail about this new plan, but he also must be a firm believer that it takes a village if he's willing to also reach out to engineering experts for the answers that he doesn't know the answer to.
The College of Engineering is one that, frankly, seems long overdue for ISU. I actually know a few people who wanted to go to the school but went elsewhere to become an engineer, and I'm so glad that we have a program for those who are looking to go into that career path.
And it was interesting to hear Provost Tarhouli explain that the engineering was the third most searched program. I think that this shows that Illinois State is willing to bring and expand new programs for students to find their perfect match.
And the interesting and relevant topics do not stop there. We have a lot more to learn and discuss after this break. You're listening to the Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
More Bird's Eye View is here now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back to the Bird's Eye View. If you're now just tuning in, this show is about higher education.
So far, we have discussed some of the many new things coming to Illinois State University.
Another major university right here in Bloomington Normal includes Illinois Wesleyan. Illinois Wesleyan is a private, not-for-profit school in Bloomington. Our very own Blake Borgart and future co-host of Bird's Eye View is here and has some information on the college.
Scholarships are a lifeline for many students who want to pursue secondary education but don't have the financial support. I sat down with Illinois Wesleyan University's Director of Annual Giving, Val Hawkins, to gain some insight into where the funds for university scholarships come from. For many students graduating from high school, the goal is to achieve secondary education at a university. For some of those students, however, the financial burden of secondary school is far too hefty. This is why many universities and donors provide prospective students the opportunity to gain financial assistance through academic scholarships. For Illinois Wesleyan University, those scholarship funds are accumulated during the yearly All In for Wesleyan fundraising event. Director of Annual Giving at Illinois Wesleyan, Val Hawkins, spoke on the outcome of this year's event.
It was an absolutely overwhelmingly fantastic Stick Day, our alumni, friends, students, parents, faculty, staff all came together to collectively raise $2,391,000 for All In for Wesleyan this year. Our overall number of generous donors was 3,335.
Maintaining a large network of alumni post-graduation is an important value the school holds. Come fundraising time, this tight-knit relationship with the school and its graduates showed as they smashed their initial goal of $1.25 million. As an alumni herself, Hawkins spoke on how the Titan way is to pass it on.
We hear from many alumni that they choose to give back to Illinois Wesleyan, specifically during All In, because someone chose to give to the university when they attended. They were a scholarship recipient and they were able to decrease their amount of student loans after graduation because of generous donors. So now they are donors to help impact current students with their financial aid. So it's just great to see that tradition continue specifically during All In for Wesleyan.
The university provides donors with a unique opportunity to decide where they would like their donation to be placed. Hawkins touches on the specialized opportunity this format provides donors.
During All In, donors are able to choose which fund that they want to give back to. So that's a really great opportunity that our donor base can choose what they're most passionate about on the Illinois Wesleyan campus, and they can put those funds directly towards that passion.
These specialized categories cover academic scholarships all the way to funding the development of the esports program at the university. Hawkins went in depth on a few of these specialized categories.
The parent fund is where we see a lot of our current and past parents of Titans donate to, and that's for students who lose a parent while the student's here. And then we have the athletic fund. So that is for our men's and women's athletic programs, and it helps student athletes make the most of their collegiate athletic experience here.
While being at a smaller university may seem like it would pose a challenge to some, for Hawkins, it's an opportunity to bring their tight-knit web of alumni even tighter.
I would actually say, instead of seeing challenges as being a smaller university, I think it helps us because we have a very tight-knit community of alumni, parents, friends of the university. Everyone is so willing to come together. And I think we saw that in our overall numbers, that everyone is so willing to come together and help us meet our goals.
While this donor event helps to alleviate the financial burdens of school, it's working to change lives for the future, all while bringing together Titans from the past. For 103.3 WZND, I'm Blake Borgart. When I was talking with Hawkins, you could really tell how passionate she was about the opportunities these fundraisers provide. I truly feel that the fundraising program is in some very capable and caring hands as they continue to make secondary education accessible to students at an economic disadvantage.
Yeah, and going off of that, there's something so poetic about graduates giving back and providing current students scholarships, especially since the alum can donate to specific funds so they can choose what they want to support. I love this feeling of legacy that Wesleyan created.
I just think it's so interesting seeing the contrast between how Illinois State and Illinois Wesleyan finds ways to raise funds. Given that it's a private school, you really get to see the hard work and dedication that it takes to earn the loyalty from your alumni needed to fund this. Good education should be accessible to all, and I think it's a great thing to see that the Titans are doing their best to give that opportunity to more people.
And that leads me into us talking about Lincoln College. After 157 years, the university closed because there was not enough funding to keep it alive. There is a campaign called Save Lincoln College that was started by staff, students, and administrators. Our very own Jonathan Miller from the news and sports team has more on the story.
Lincoln College, a small private college located in Lincoln, Illinois, has decided to close its doors after being in operation for almost 160 years. The college, home to about 1,000 students, has blamed the coronavirus pandemic, mainly claiming that the pandemic has impacted the school's recruitment, fundraising efforts, sporting events, and all-around general campus life and activities. As a result of the college closing, the Illinois House of Representatives adopted a resolution sponsored by Tim Butler. Tim Butler talks about the school's diversity, how the college's closing will bring a different perspective to the school's community.
In our state, it has over almost 60% black and brown students in the small community of Lincoln, Illinois. 50% of the student population is black, largely coming from the city of Chicago and Cook County and from the St. Louis metropolitan area. It's one of seven predominantly black universities in rural communities in the entire United States. It does a great thing by bringing kids from around the state into a small town like Lincoln to become educated and really see life in a different way.
Tim Butler, continuing to speak out on behalf of the Illinois legislators, encourages all Illinois public and private universities to help with the current students at Lincoln College this fall, allowing them to transfer without any difficulties, as well as asking for the university staff to work directly with Lincoln College students to help stay on track with ease.
This resolution does is express our sense as a legislature to urge all the public and private universities in Illinois to extend their deadlines to accept Lincoln College students for next fall, to waive transcript fees, to honor their credits, to match or exceed their financial assistance that they receive, and really do all they can to help out the kids at Lincoln College so they can go to school this fall. This is certainly upsetting to a lot of students. And so this is going to be hard for a lot of folks, hard for the students, hard for the staff.
The closure of Lincoln College, as significant and devastating as it will be for the town of Lincoln, Illinois, has a similar impact on the students and staff on the last day of the spring semester, which is also the last day the college will be open, May 13th. And at the same time, all employees will be laid off. The hunt for students to find another university will continue throughout the summer, with universities listening to the legislation and supporting Lincoln College students. For WZND and BIV, I'm Jonathan Miller.
Tim Butler, throughout the entire closure, worked with the state of Illinois to create a House joint resolution to help make sure that every public and private university and community college in this state leave college applications open, because this is out of the control of the student body. Finally, the Illinois Department of Unemployment and Employment Security and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity are working with the displaced Lincoln College employees to kind of help ease their financial hardships and support their attempts to find new employment.
And one of the amazing things I have seen after this college closed was all the schools banding together, even Illinois Wesleyan, to match tuition or offer transfer credits for students of Lincoln College. It's truly amazing.
It's really sad to see this very unique school close. As Senator Butler mentioned, it was one of seven majority African-American rural schools in the country. Seeing a school that is so impactful to a community that needs support is heartbreaking. My condolences to anyone affected by the school closing.
But I do think that this is fantastic to see our elected officials sticking up for their constituents. Be sure to stick around for more new programs all over at Heartland Community College and how they'll impact our community. You're listening to The Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
The Bird's Eye View continues now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND. If you are just tuning in, we are focusing this month's show on higher education.
In 2021, the sales for electric cars more than doubled to $6.6 million. This drastic sales increase points to a shift in the values consumers hold about clean and renewable energy.
Our next piece is from Mikey Fornelli from the news team. This month, Mikey was able to dig deeper into renewable energy options being manufactured right here in Bloomington Normal.
By the year 2030, it is projected that nearly every vehicle that will ride on American roads will be all electric. According to Consumer Reports, a large percentage could come even sooner than that, with historic automotive giants such as Ford and General Motors joining pre-existing fully electric product companies like Tesla Motors by the mid-2020s. With that exciting evolution comes a surplus of open jobs, ones that need qualified and educated candidates. Normal's Heartland Community College has stepped up to the new opportunity for higher education, says Jeremy McClure.
I think the number of cars on the road are going to explode, you know, in the next 5-10 years, and so we're going to need people to be working on those cars, working on the energy storage side as we put more solar on houses and we create batteries in the houses to charge your cars. And so I think it's going to be an explosion. We're working to get out ahead of it so that there's a workforce ready to meet that need.
McClure currently acts as the interim dean for Heartland's electric vehicle and electric storage program. In partnership with Bloomington-based EV manufacturer Rivian Automotive, the new program at HCC provides chances for students to view and provide maintenance on a variety of vehicles they have in their lab. McClure says the partnership is crucial, especially as it allows for the program to evolve with the industry.
I think it's helpful having that partnership with Rivian because they're going to be front and center on what that evolution looks like. It's in their best interest as we graduate students out who are going to go out and work on cars. And, you know, it's important for them to go out as they enter the workforce to be ready for whatever those evolutions are. That's a benefit for us having the partnership with Rivian, having them in our backyard, because they're going to want us to be up to date so that their employees remain current.
The program is led by industrial maintenance and EV instructor Mike Devers. An Illinois State graduate, Devers says the program's curriculum still has its foundations set in the basics of industrial vehicle manufacturing.
It's not that the electric vehicle reinvented the vehicle. There's still conventional systems such as steering, brakes, those sort of things really haven't changed. That also gets us into then are things that are EV specific. You know, you no longer have a fuel tank, you no longer have an engine, but you've got batteries, you've got electric motors.
Perhaps the most attractive feature of HCC's new program is its price, which is comparable to any other program's tuition cost. McClure sees this as both a benefit for the EVES program and Heartland as a whole.
Tuition is tuition, regardless of the program that you're in. You might have some course fees. So the tuition for this program is not really any different than any other program at Heartland.
Whether you're looking for an applied associate's degree or just a short-term certificate, HCC's EVES program is open to all potential students. Even if you have no background in vehicle maintenance, there's no better time than the present to get a head start in the race that is electric vehicle evolution and the exciting spark that is the opportunities to come. For WZND and the Bird's Eye View team, I'm Mikey Fornelli.
I loved hearing how Rivian and Heartland have partnered up for this program. It's essentially creating a pipeline directly from one Bloomington Normal educator to an innovative and growing Bloomington Normal community.
I really hope these predictions of more electric vehicles being used come true. McLean County has already become known as a hard charger in renewable energy, so it's good to see the county continue to build that reputation.
But the exciting news from Heartland Community College does not stop there. They have another new program revolving around vehicles. Our very own Joe Kennedy from the news team looked into it.
In 2021, the trucking industry experienced record-breaking numbers that affected the entire country. The American Trucking Association released that the industry was short 80,000 drivers. In that same year, Heartland Community College made a strong offer to collaborate with Nussbaum Trucking, a local company that has been running for 75-plus years. Heartland's had a CDL training program before, but the resources in connecting with Nussbaum has brought more promise. Heartland's Associate Director of Business and Industry Solutions, Christina Scholes, expands on the need for a CDL program in the area.
One of the missions of our community college is to make pathways to meaningful careers and meaningful work in our community. And the trucking industry, transportation industry has always been an important sector of the local and broader economies. And so I believe that was really sort of impetus was to have that kind of presence here in this part of our Central Illinois region.
To enroll in the CDL training program, you must be 18 years old as well as pass a physical and drug screen. The program offers a daytime 4-week-long class that goes along with 3 weeks of behind-the-wheel training. A couple times a year, there is an 8-week-long night class that helps accommodate students with jobs, family matters, and more. A substantial reason that the driving industry is experiencing a shortage has to do with family and the grind of being away from home for sometimes 2 weeks. Program manager of the Nussbaum Trucking Academy at Heartland, Brendan Nussbaum, shares how one major company shaped the way of regionalizing.
If you look at Amazon, Amazon has got warehouses everywhere, very close to all major cities, and they're able to touch every part of the state rather quickly, you know, with through their delivery vans and all that. Trucking is going to have to kind of take that kind of turn, too. They're going to have to get a little bit closer to the end user.
Getting closer to that end user will provide shorter routes for truckers and allow them to spend more time with their families. Students enrolled in the Nussbaum training program at Heartlands can also choose between an automatic or manual driving truck. Companies have mostly switched to automatic for a couple of reasons, including fuel economy, ease of use, decreased driver fatigue, and the ability to add additional safety features. For WZND and Bird's Eye View, I'm Joe Kennedy.
I love to hear that a job as necessary as trucking is getting its future secured. Programs like this just prove that we will continue to have this industry thrive into the foreseeable future. But before we end this show, we need to congratulate our hosts on graduating.
Yes, so I'm Maritza. I'm the co-host, and I've been here for about 4 years. And this is my last show, which is kind of bittersweet because I have loved the time that I've had here. I've kind of made my best work being on Bird's Eye View, I feel. But now I just, it's really fulfilling to watch you, Gavin, Blake, and Brayden kind of step into this role and watch you guys where I was a couple years ago really step into it and really just kind of hone in and take it in. You guys are doing an amazing job. So I feel sad that it's my last one, but really proud to kind of toss it over into your hands.
And I'm Cameron, and I've only been at WZND for 2 years, and this is my first year here as a news director and my first year ever being a co-host on the show. And I've just learned so much from my colleagues, and I'm just very grateful for the opportunity to have worked with all of you in some capacity. And it's been amazing, and some of the months have been hard, but we always seem to have produced a great show with some amazing content. And I want to thank my co-director and best friend for being a great friend and a teacher, Maritza. Thank you so much for all that you've done for me. And thank you, WZND, for giving me a voice these past 2 years. And I'm excited to see what Gavin, Blake, and Brady do with the show in the future.
So as you can see, Gavin will kind of move up from his producer role for Bird's Eye View into a new co-host role, which is my role right now. He'll be kind of shifting roles a little bit, but he will still be that familiar voice for you and bring you all the news and all the updates that you need right here on 103.3 WZND.
And we have Blake here. He's going to take my position and be the news director. I know that he's going to do amazing things, and he's such a great writer, and he's just that person that just gets it.
Words cannot describe how much I'm going to miss you guys. Both of you are just huge inspirations for me. Doing these shows with you guys these last few months has been such a highlight of my year, and I just wanted to congratulate you both on graduating, and good luck.
Man, you guys are going to make me tear up before I go on. You know, with this only being my second Bird's Eye View ever, I can confidently say that this one was my favorite with the creative stories that the news team put together and produced. Thank you so much to Cammie and Maritza for all of the hard work and time they've put into producing so many of these shows, and I look forward to continuing the tradition of producing engaging content for the Bloomington Normal community.
Yeah.
And I also tried to promise myself that I wouldn't cry, but I am proud to have been able to work with you guys this year. My life has really changed the moment you guys decided to take a chance on me, and I hope to continue to make you proud. And with that, we've reached the end of today's Bird's Eye View. Throughout today's show, we discuss the new nursing PhD program in College of Engineering at Illinois State University, as well as the closing of Lincoln College and fundraising efforts for Illinois Wesleyan University. And finally, new electric car and CDL training at Heartland Community College was also brought up in today's broadcast. If you missed any or part of today's broadcast, then you can head over to WZND.com right after this to listen to the full show. Be sure to tune in back next year for more in-depth coverage right here on the Bird's Eye View. This is 103.3 WZND.
That's it for this month's edition of the Bird's Eye View. To hear this and other past episodes of the show, find the Bird's Eye View podcast on WZND.com or in the iTunes podcast store. And as always, for up-to-the-minute award-winning local news, sports, and weather, stay tuned to 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.